Okay, so here we are, day five of our Visioning the World series, and we've got one more to go tomorrow as we complete it all. It's been the most amazing week. This is Solera that you're hearing from, by the way. I think most of you recognize my voice now. It feels like we're a great big huge family reunion from all over the world with 8 or 9 different countries on this particular call alone. This call is called The Genius Game, and I'm co-hosting it with Judy Richardson from Canada. So, Judy, would you like to say a few words?
Oh, I would love to. Who, me? I never say a few words. This is the second of the calls and to do with The Genius Game. And so the first one was, you know, from North America's perspective very early in the morning. So we're building on that call, so building on the genius that's already been awakened. And in working with genius and others, you would have gotten the piece that received the piece by email that Solera sent out. For me, there's always a potential for genius. So I know Solera will chat with you a little bit more from her perspective around, you know, that some come into the world born more super connected, etc. I believe there's genius in everyone, and I see genius in everyone and look to work for that. For me personally, I recognize it once I've said, you know, when I said yes to something. So for me, it's usually playful. It's usually fluid. It gets my attention, though, in very different ways. So sometimes it might come up as an emotion that gets my attention, and it might not be an emotion that feels like genius in the moment. Yet all I know is something is winking at me. And if I can come back with curiosity and wonder, Catherine from Sedona said that before many of you came on the call that she was feeling this emotion, and she said to herself, oh, I wonder what this is about, and ended up making a new blend from that. So it could be that frustration is my house guest. It could be that something else comes up, and we work as that in that way. And so for that reason, what I would love for everybody in the call to do right now is to line up. And so, you know, we have in this team where we've been calling, Dorothy's been calling Solera our captain. We have Dorothy from Philadelphia. We have Joe and Denise from Singapore. We have Nancy and Andrew from Australia, and Solera and myself who've been playing who the cooks, I guess, with this soup to get it started. And hopefully I didn't leave ever. And Manisha, of course.
Manisha, yes.
Yeah, okay. How could we forget? She's one of the chief chefs. And so as we come together, everybody in the call, my invitation is in this moment, right now, to simply line up, take that deep breath and line up with the fullest potential of yourself, the fullest potential of all of us who are on the call, the fullest potential of all of those tuning in from the call and doing this work, and just simply the fullest potential. And then as we do, we line up with that expansion, with that miraculous, with that magical. You get completely in alignment and tuned in, turned in, tapped on with breakthrough, with amazing things happening. You're tuning into your unique genius, and wow, that feels so good. Solera, how about you?
Fantastic. I love it. Brilliant. Well, one of the things we're going to do on this call is we're going to take you experientially, energetically, through the steps that we have discovered, open up brilliant creative genius in anyone and everyone. And so we're going to use our website that we created for that, called thegeniusgame.com. So if you want, if you have a computer in front of you and you want to put that up, you can, but you don't need to. In fact, it's probably better not to, because we're going to let you close your eyes and wander through the journey with us anyways. But if you want a little point of reference and some gorgeous pictures, the Genius Game on the web will do it. So, and we did do this call this morning, Andriana's from Australia. We did it with 3 people. We had a very intimate, beautiful call this morning. That recording is now up on the web. And it was wonderful working it through with them. And so I kind of want to start by talking a little bit about our view of genius, and I'd like all the vision hosts to dive in and add their bits to it as well. So one of the first things I want to say is that I was watching this wonderful YouTube video off TED.com, TED.com, and it was the woman who wrote the book called Eat, Love, Pray. I can't remember her name. But she was talking about genius, and one of the stories that she told about someone she'd interviewed was this woman who was a poet who used to work in the cotton fields in the southern states of the United States years ago. And she said that when she was in the fields picking cotton, she would feel a poem coming from hills away. And she would have to run back to her house to grab a pencil so she could capture the poem before the poem whisked over the next hill and went to somebody else. I thought that was just a brilliant example of how genius occurs. We believe that genius is in the air all around you. We've been calling it the soup this week. It's there waiting for us to dance with, to partner with. So in the space all around us are amazing possibilities, amazing creation, limitless potential. There are things waiting there that want to come through, and they're just waiting for someone to want to dance with them. And our job as genius creators is both to find within ourselves our passions, our unique flavor, our essence, and then to reach out to the genius that's waiting to come through and partner it, dance with it, surrender to it, become the source of it, and take it into fruition into the world. So having said all that, Judy, do you want to add anything to that?
Wow. Simply, you know, what I said before, the idea when you said dance with it and play with it and winking and, you know, that things, I mean, how exciting it is for everybody in this call right now to breathe in and say, you know, there are things revolving around me right now. There are ideas revolving around me that are like that poem coming over the hillside. I mean, that's so exciting. I'd love to hear. Dorothy, are you with us?
I am.
Yeah, jump in. The water's fine.
The thing about genius that the relief of knowing it's there, that it's not anything that I have to come up with or not anything I have to doubt. It's just there, and it's there for everyone. The relief in that is profound for me and tremendously fun. That's where the fun comes from me, is that I can know it's there for everybody. So now we just have to play.
Super. And Andriana, how about for you?
It is, as you said, with the writing of that, how it comes to you spontaneously like that. I was actually momentarily distracted there, so can I just pass it on?
Yeah, sure. Nancy, do you want to add anything? Yeah, sure. No problem.
For me, before, it used to, you know, when I heard the word genius, I always think that you had to be smart in the brain, and it was sort of for others. And so the genius that we're talking about here is just so exciting to realize that it's something that's over.
Nancy,
yeah.
You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Nancy,
okay.
You're breaking up. Can you? I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or something.
Yeah, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Is that,
yep.
Yeah.
Now go.
So it's exciting to know that this is something that is just like a knowing that bubbles up from within, can come from without. Anybody can catch it, as that lady said with the poem. So the fact that it's there for everyone is, to me, quite profound. And to see that in everyone coming, well, people that I interact with and seeing it bubbling up from them, I don't know, it just makes life so much, you know, kind of awesome.
Yes.
And quite exciting. So,
yeah. Mm. Absolutely. And I think what we've found in working together over the years and working with many people to help them find their unique contributions, their geniuses, their amazing capabilities, is that it's different for everyone. And you have to go way beyond how you know yourself. You can't think, oh, I'm a person who's learned this, who's got these degrees, who's got these skills, who's fashioned this in my life so far. That's not where genius comes from. I'm not saying that once you've got your genius, you don't want to hone it as a skill to be finessed and celebrated. Of course you do. But mostly what we're seeing now is that there's a natural, highly creative, profoundly stirring genius coming through. Like if you look at the very little kids, you know, that you're seeing on, oh, America's Got Talent and all kinds of places now. These kids are like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're writing award-winning songs. They play the piano on first go. They, you know, it's a natural thing to them. And sometimes I think that too much practice kills the skill of the genius, actually. But it's not just about music either. It shows up in every single way. And I think once we learn to connect to what's around us, what's waiting in the air, that's the skill we want to finesse. We want to learn to reach out to potential, to dance with it. I call it the Fandango dance. It's kind of like learning to surrender to the music of the potential, to dance with the partner of the potential, to you kind of let yourself go and you look very big with it. Dorothy said beautifully yesterday on one of the calls, she was coaching one of the participants on the calls, and she said, you have to look bigger around you for vision and genius. If you look too close into your life, you'll miss it. It's a bigger thing. It's a greater piece that wants to happen. So, Judy, anything else you want to add in there before we start playing the game?
Yeah, and I think in some cases, and definitely all beautifully said and beautifully all week, it's been evolving as well. And I think that's part of it, is to be easy, and the relief Dorothy talked about, but also just to be easy with the fact that it will evolve and that there can be moments of genius. I know for me at one point, I love to write, and sometimes I'm writing more than others. And I was writing some poetry, and the next thing I know, there's a collection of poems, and somebody comes to me, and all of a sudden I have 2 or 3 published poems. And what I almost watch myself do is to say, okay, now I write poems, so that means I need to be writing every day. And it brings me back. What brought me back was when Solara said that sometimes the practice, you know, can actually kill it. And it's like, well, what if that was just the genius in my moment, moment?
That's so great, Judy. That's one of the things I was going to say was that it's letting go of the idea of, oh, I found my genius, now I'm done. I'm cooked. This is it. And that there's always more. It's like, you know, genius du jour, genius of the moment.
And I watch, you know, and it comes up with children, too. And so I know I speak ad nauseum about my 2-year-old grandson and his absolute brilliance. But from the time he's been very young, there'll be times when he's quiet or I'm, you know, been changing him or something like that. And I will actually watch him. And it's almost as if he's using his hands like a conductor, conducting music. But what I know is it's the music of the cosmos. I know he's playing with energy. I can see him doing it. I can see him watch. I can see what he sees in the wind that I remember seeing at one point. So part of the work and the reason we're doing what we're doing is to really cultivate and get this world in a place to be able to embrace these new youngsters and all of you who are on this call. Let's play with your genius.
Wonderful.
Some piano too. There's a richness that seems to be becoming more and more in the air that we breathe. And it's as if the more and more of us who embrace the genius that's within them, it creates a richness of genius that's surrounding us that we can all tap into. And so it isn't a limited thing. It's something that's continually growing and evolving and expressing in a new way. The more and more we let go of the limitations that have held us back, And the more and more we step in and embrace this new energy that's rich and alive in the air that we breathe, the more expanded it becomes within us as well as without us, creating an accessibility that is so close that more and more people can access it and perpetuate this evolving, expanding motion of genius that will, I feel, create a magnificent world that we all desire to live in.
Superbly said, Andrea.
Wow.
That was genius.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start to take you experientially through the steps to genius. And the first thing I want to say is have no thoughts while we're doing it. This is an energetic experience. Don't assess it. Don't judge it. Just feel it. That's all you want to do. You're not searching through your mind and through your history as to what you're doing. You're going to experience the connection to yourself, to everything, to what wants to happen. So just feel it and see what comes out when we're finished. Okay? So here we go. So if you're on the website, we're starting with Let the Game Begin. So take a deep breath and set to one side anything from your day, any concerns, any thoughts, anything at all that's a distraction, and just put it to one side. We are now here together in the genius arena about to play. And again, take another deep breath and allow your energy to expand from your center point out like you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And at some point, imagine that you are in space and you're looking at this beautiful, gorgeous earth. And it takes your breath away. The beauty of it, the creation of it, the genius of it. And allow yourself to feel that expansion and that beauty. And then turn your eyes towards the cosmos, just like you're a beautiful Hubble telescope about to look at those beautiful nebulas, the stars, the Milky Ways, the galaxies, the cosmos spinning in its glorious beauty. And again, be with the profundity of that. And know that you are connected to the vibrant, thriving pulse of life that is everywhere and in everything. Okay, Judy, take us into the next one.
So as we take a very quick dip in the lake of laughter, what we would like you to think about right now is a baby's giggle. Just a tiny little giggle, and find in yourself, in your body, in your physical self, where laughter feels like for you, where in your body you feel it, how that lightness, tune in and focus on the lightness, tune out and focus on people smiling around you, on sunshine, on those happy faces that are everywhere, on just the joy, the simple joy of being with each other, and then the essence of joy itself, the essence of laughter, the essence of that feeling of relief and release, and the breathing in that comes with laughter when we have a really, really good belly laugh, the sigh, the after a belly laugh. Tap into that, feel it in, take that lightness, claim that lightness. Feel those bubbles of passion bubbling up all around you as we move into
the bubbles of passion. Mm-hmm. Now, think about anything you're passionate about, anything at all. I don't care if it's chocolate or skiing down a mountain or flying in the skies, anything you're passionate about, let yourself feel that now. And breathe that passion up through you. And let it soar into the space all around you. Let it fill the world around you. The whole space is full of your passionate energy. And now we're about to step onto the pathway of potential.
So staying in that place that you are and feeling the eager anticipation as if you're just about ready to step on a path, whatever pathway feels good to you. It might be the idea of a forest pathway. It might be something like a grand staircase that you're walking down as an absolutely gorgeous individual that you are. The pathway of potential is full of sparkles. It just pours through. You can feel it coming up through your feet. You can feel it coming down through your head. And more importantly, you can feel it all around you. And you call it in, and you feel it in a very profound, deep place in your body. And as you feel that potential, it moves through you. And all you need to do right now, all you need to do is say yes. Nothing else. You say yes, you'll feel the energy of expansion. You feel the energy of breakthrough. You feel the energy of phenomenon. You feel magical. You feel anything that's coming to you like a sparkling diamond or amethyst. And it might be just flitting around you. So in absolutely no way, shape, or form does mind come into this, does thinking to come into this. You're just lying back and you're saying yes. And as you're there, right there, saying yes, you're in the energy of the next level. Laura?
And next we're going to dive into the ocean of creation. Now that you've got your relationship with the potential, now we want to connect with creation. So simply intend to connect with creation now. And let that vibrant, vital force fill you up. It's a place where ideas and possibilities and potential bubble and wait to come to you. And you're like a magnet drawing creation and possibility and potential to you in the most beautiful and wonderful way that is right for you and for us all now. Okay, Judy?
One of my favorite, reaching for the stars. Now, at this point as well, make sure you're really tuned in. Intend to tune in. You may be feeling some tears, some giggles. You may be saying to yourself, but I don't know what it is yet, or I'm not doing it right. Let go of all of that. Tune back in. Bring those bubbles up, have the sparkles around you. Now it's reaching to the stars. So you just connect with the beauty and the majesty of all that is around you, you individually, us on the call, out around your town, your village, your city, out to the world, beyond the cosmos. There's brilliant, sparkling stars. And there's at least one star right there, waiting to be gifted in terms of your uniqueness. When you expand and connect, you touch it. So you can even imagine yourself in your brilliant, wonderful, unique, genius imagination. Imagine that you've taken that star. And you're playing with it, and you're dancing around it, and you're just in the air going all around it, being curious and reveling in the possibility of this star in front of me that is Judy. Isn't this amazing? And as you're flitting around it and playing with it a little bit, you're ready for the genesis of genius.
And so here we are. You've got the bubbles of passion. You've dipped into the lake of laughter. You've called your potential to you. You've connected with creation. You've connected with the majestical force of the cosmos. And now, feel all that pulse through you. And know that you are an extraordinary being of enormous wonder. There is no one like you. What you can bring, what you have to give, what is yours is so unique and so extraordinary that no one else could ever do it like you will. and allow your genius to rise up in you. It's always been there. Maybe it was in dreams as a child, or in visions, or even something you thought before you got on this call. It's never far away from you, and everything you do has always been leading you towards the fulfillment of it. So let your genius come alive in you. Let it find its genesis, its beginning, its birthing in you. Be willing to embrace it and to love it as we start to engage with the sparks of brilliance.
So you're in this wonderful state, and here, if you're thinking of fireworks, what I also love to think of is when you strike a match, and that moment you strike the match and it lights. That spark, and it's dancing with these sparks and saying yes and putting your hands up saying, pick me, I'm here, I'm ready to go. In every way, shape, or form, you are ready to go. You're in the flow. There's that sense of them being in and through you. There's that sense that you could take your finger right now and run it across the desk or run it across the wall, and it would spark like a match. That's how sparky you are. It's in every cell of you. Just go even into your body and imagine one cell of your body being sparked like that, and then it continues and catches with each and every other cell because it can't not. It just moves, and you're in that flow. You're in that joy. There's abundance everywhere. When you look around, you see the space around you in a new way.
So, are you feeling the flow? Genius requires you to surrender to its brilliance. It's like you just give in to it, like that amazing dance. You partner with it. You are the source of it, but you are also surrendering it to it at the same time. So just allow your genius to be with you, to feel that you have it and it has you, and you are in a beautiful dance together that flows and weaves with grace and wonder and beauty and passion. And now it's time to see about making it real.
Some of you right now have written down, little flashes of things have come into your mind. These are the gems that light you up from the inside out. It might be a visual. It might be a word. It might be something that has come to you that has sparked a little bit of tears. It might be somebody's name that comes to mind. It might be an animal. It might be any number of things. If it sparks a fire in you right now, then you begin it right now. This is the step of making it real. You sit down and you do one thing towards making that real, to put it into motion. It might be, and what we're counting on here in this call, that you will speak it, even if it's not clear to you, that you will speak it a little bit. It might be that you sit down and you email it to a friend. This is part of the steps. We're taking you through these steps now. When we're finished, we'll ask to speak a few of those. Actually, Solara, I'm feeling like people are ready to speak it now.
I am.
And then we can finish the other two. How about that?
We don't need to finish it. It feels fabulous.
That's true. That's true. People can go to the website and finish it. So who wants to do a shout-out?
This is Felicia, and I have to tell you, I'm sitting here writing these quick notes, and all of a sudden you say, you might have something to say, or you might have written down something. I'm like, is she in the room? it is
yes.
Amazing to me. You know, I don't know what any of this means, but I really wanted to sit and just be excited about it and expand with it. So the things that came up for me, and again, I don't know why, but feedback, I'm always able to see below the surface of something. So feedback or delivering positively feedback to others. And then knowledge and discovery just gets me so excited, like, can you believe this? Well, what about that? And then the other thing is it made me want to regress to childhood to see what I forgot, you know, like do past life regression, because I feel like that little girl has a lot of secrets and she knows stuff. It would just get me quicker there, I guess, is the whole thing. And then the next thing that came up was, is my ego so insecure that it fights to allow me to be the genius? And then somehow self-grooming came up. I don't know what that is. And then presentation, confident, clean, pretty, taking me to a new stage. And then the need to really clean up and clear clutter to get to the next level, and then something to do with writing and expression.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, beautiful. Anybody else would like to share something about this?
This is Tanya. I mean, as soon as we started, and I've been feeling in the last 2 days in a huge kind of funky place, and I knew it was something waiting to really move forward. And as soon as you people started speaking, I just kept getting this image of furiously writing, just like in this world of words and books. And then when we went to that place, it was like this planet, and there were all these places on this planet where there were like just different communities. I call them communities, but it's not really that. It's like children wanting to write something magical and really showing me what to write. And then there's these women that showing me something else to write. And there's all these different beings saying, write this. And kind of all comes together with these dreams that I've been having that are so vivid, where I get like these whole storylines that want to come out, and I wake up thinking, wow, that would be a bestseller. But so it was like it's just coming together really beautifully, and yeah, it's just the words that want to be written now. So that's really wonderful. Kind of brings me out of my funk, so that's really good too.
Fantastic. Beautifully said.
Lovely.
Anyone else?
Hi, this is Diana. It's like a vision that's coming in with a microphone, and it's saying, "Hello, world." And it's like this really large being, you know. And it's like a world. It's like the network of a really wonderful television show, and it's produced in a whole different way. It's produced in the network of genius, of possibility, of love, yeah? Rather than control the way it was, of power and control. And so it's a television show which is reporting on the most positive, juicy, inspiring, vibrationally lifting information and images, and words that carry the frequency that bring people to the next step. So that's one. And then there's another image that kept coming back from the minute you started. I loved your meditation, your visualization. It was wonderful. The words were so juicy, triggering the way you languaged it. So in the 90s, I had a vision. It was the most profound vision of my lifetime. And it was more than a vision. It was like really happening. But, and it's a longer story that I'm going to give right now. Really, I'm going to synopsis. But the long and the short of it is, a part of myself, I saw another aspect, a multidimensional aspect of myself that was holding the earth in her hands. And then I stepped into a level of knowing, you might call that genius, of knowing exactly what the earth needed, what kind of sacred geometries to pour over different places all over the earth. And without stopping and thinking and meditating and saying, should I do this, and dowsing it or whatever, yeah, pendulum,
yeah.
It was like instant, you knew. It was like stepping into a level of knowing that was so profound and so exacting, and power backed by wisdom, genius, love, yeah? And it just took action, like dynamic action of what needed to get done. So those are the kind of things that came up for me.
Wow. Brilliant, 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 Diana. Oh, God, you just, that was just beautifully said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, thank you. And it's like the marriage. When we talk about genius, earlier what came to mind, my work is about shifting people vibrationally. I give workshops around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked on this for a long time, looking at what are the triggers to raise vibrational frequencies, what are the technologies, etc. And it has got to be that dance somehow, when you feel, when it opens up, and that genius just flows. And it's sort of, isn't it, wouldn't you say it's like that alignment when we're vast multidimensional beings, and when that comes into alignment of our body, our mind, our spirit, and sort of it just flows. It goes, whew, it's like wham. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And it's Solera. Can I just say a couple of things about that? One, from me and all of us to you, and I know this applies to Catherine who's on the call and to anyone else who's on this call, thank you for the work you have done with the Earth, with the frequencies over the last 2 decades. It is stunning what you've done.
Thank you. What we've done.
Diana, you need, and we all love that, but I think part of what Solera is saying to you and Catherine and all of us, but each of us individually, you have to be able to revel in your own unique brilliance. You'll still maintain your humility. You will. You'll never become a big egomaniac. It isn't about any power over. It isn't about being more brilliant than anybody else.
Yeah, I think she knows
that. No, you know what? That statement just put tears to my eyes.
Yes, absolutely. Because the other thing I wanted to say is that what you were talking about, aligning with vibrational frequency, that's the key to everything. And raising vibrational frequency, in uplifting yourself, you come to a place where you can dance with genius, with potential, with creation.
Mm-hmm.
While we're in a low frequency, while we're having negative thoughts or even just in dull normal and being a bit ordinary in life, those things aren't present with us. We're not connected to it. So one of the things that we do to put people into the vibrational frequency, there's a simple thing, and you could all try it right now, even though you all just went there anyways, but we say, seek an exhilarating, ecstatic relationship with something you love. Try that now. Seek an exhilarating, ecstatic relationship with something you love. And can you feel it just goes woo right up? Like everything it just floods your body. You just feel with this exhilaration, this ecstatic feeling. And I use that daily to make sure that I'm at the level I want to be at. And it only takes like 5-10 seconds to do it. And it's a wonderful way to keep yourself in the frequency that lets you work in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So brilliant. Thank you, Diana. That was wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Anybody else like to share with us about what you experienced as you went through this?
Hi, this is Marjean. You really want me to share my whole list that keeps coming?
Well, maybe part of it, Marjean.
Okay, you are the source of it. Surrender. You have it, and it has you. And I just went and started writing. Passion, incredible feelings, wonder, awe, glitter, beingness. Instant knowing, popping, unwinding, surrender, clearing, presence, peaceful, beyond presence, expansive joy, sparkly bubbles, love beyond comprehension. Then I saw these children playing in a tree. There's a huge tree, and all these little children that were like little fairies. And they kept inviting me to play, and they started talking to me, and they said, "Be like us, it's safe and fun and more than you could ever imagine. We want you to come play in our world, more magical than you could imagine. Live here all the time. Let go of what you know, everything. It no longer matters. We are the key. We have the keys to all the doors you want to open, timeless. Everything's healed in an instant. Nothing takes time anymore. Open to the things you do not know. Unwind. Let go. Be here in the magic of a new world. It's alive. Just step in. There's nothing to create, really. Just step inside the door. It already exists the moment you believe it does. We've been waiting. Come play. Struggle, confusion, pain is gone forever. The energy wants to flow through everything. Opening up. We are, opening up. We are opening the veils, and everyone's welcome to the party. Own your own glitter, your sparkle, your vibrant, infinite fun, which you are. It is endless, infinite, and boundless. Play is the name of the game. How about some passionate play?
Woohoo! Martine!
That's
amazing.
Awesome.
Incredible. Wow, beautiful. I loved it.
I did, too.
Fantastic. It's Claire again. Let me just add, there's a couple of things I'd like to say. One is that as we were going through the experience together, something happened in the very early stage of it that was more than just us individually accessing our genius. There was about, I think, 2 or 3 pages in on the website, something went whoom, right through everything, as if the space of genius in the air around us became more present, more real, more tangible, easier to connect with, available for everyone. I don't know quite how to describe it, but it was a massive collective shift for, if not the whole of the earth, then the whole of creation. It just was incredible to me. I was deeply, deeply touched by it and had to keep talking my way through it. It was stunning. Did anyone else feel that or get any sense of something like that?
It was as if this is Judy, and I think part of the fun was being able to play off each other so that while you were doing a slide, I was doing the next one. There was definitely in 2 of the slides, kind of like an energy of tears. And so I knew it was people in this group tapping in, but also a feeling of just, like you say, a huge energetic shift, like we were able to connect, to super connect to genius, maybe a little easier, but also people tuning in.
Yes.
So I could see, like, my grandson or others who might not have the language yet in and of their bodies just say, oh, somebody's just joined us.
It's Gio here.
Gio.
What I noticed in that moment, and I felt something very specific as well, was, you know, look where you're going now, not where you've been.
Beautiful.
And so there was definitely...
Hi, this is Tanya. I wanted to add to the mix that I feel that in the last week, probably partly because of Visioning the World Week, I think there's something bigger going on as well. And there's been a huge energetic shift, really strong. And I think that's really influencing what's going on in the calls and what we can access and what wants to happen. So we're part of, I mean, yes, you know, this whole Visioning the World is part of a movement, which is part of an even bigger movement of something that wants to happen. So that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks.
This is Julia from UK. I feel a fantastic sense of sensualness. I feel that we're all moving sensuously with grace, and it's beautiful.
Ah, you're amazing, Julia.
That's wonderful that you say that. Let me share something with someone who was on a call the other day. Henrik was with us from Denmark, and he is one of the most beautiful creators I have ever met. And I watched him once in one of our courses. He was sitting on the floor, and he was embracing and touching the wood floor in the most gorgeous, beautiful, and I would say sensual way, but in just the grace of it. And after our call the other day, he got suddenly inspired to create a new website, which he's just creating. It hasn't come up yet, but he's bought the domain called apassionatecreation.org, where he wants people to share their beautiful, glorious, sensual, artistic creations together for the world. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm. Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. So anyone else like to share?
I'd like to say, when we get together with the intention of how we got together, and we're from all over the world right now touching in, going back a moment to your comment that something magical is happening, it has to, because it's not just us. It's the angels. It's the masters. It's the family of life from other planets and other universes. I mean, it's all of us, and it's the grids of the earth, and it's the great being ensouling the earth, receiving the goodness, the intention of the activation of genius.
Yeah, beautiful.
Of potential.
And who is it that's talking?
Oh, Diana. Diana Gaze.
Yeah, I thought it was you, Diana. Just wanted to check so we could know,
you know
who that was.
It has
yeah.
to go out in the grids, when,
yes.
especially when we connect worldwide. I love connecting worldwide like this.
Mm-hmm. And coming in intentionally to amplify.
Yes.
You know, that. I mean, you're right. Yes. You know, everybody's right. It cannot happen because that's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like this great saying, yes to life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, fantastic. I'd like to add just a couple of, they might sound like practical notes, but actually they're quite profound practical notes to this before we complete the calls. When you go to do anything, whether it's speak or write or watch TV or bake a cake or clean the toilet or anything, you can connect with this, what wants to come through you as genius, as potential, as brilliance. And it's one of the things that we also do a lot of work on with people, is to show them how to become the voice or the pen or the writer for these things. And what happens when you do that, when I go to speak to an audience, I will usually tune in to the potential of the audience before I go. So I'm already in relationship with what they want and what life wants for them. And then I surrender. I don't plan what to say. I might have a topic, but I never plan what to say. And I let what wants to be spoken come through me and speak. So I'm going to do that right now, if that's okay. So let me just get in touch with what wants to be said right now. There's an amazing creative force building up all around the planet. It touches deep in us. It touches something we've been waiting for a long time to recognize in one another. It's more than just the genius that's buried inside us as individuals. It's the orchestral, profound sounds and songs and paintings and genius contributions to this world in every shape and form that want to make an orchestra sing now. So you can see that that's different than what I might have said anyways. It's very different from what you think you want to say to what wants to be said through you. And if you just allow yourself to surrender, then it will come through you. And I'd like to, if she's willing, Andriana, are you willing to pick that up and take it to the next? Because Andriana has become a genius at this. And I would love to hear what she has to say about that.
It's adding on to what Gio said, in the sense that we've all been the frontier makers. It's like we've all made agreements to be here and to stand firm for what we wanted to bring present now. And in this time of new creation, we're standing in the present and looking to the future, and everything that has been past that has held us back is dissolved already, we're not being held back. It doesn't hold us back, and we stand in the present moment, expanding our now. and being fully alive, fully engaged, fully present, to welcome that spark that becomes ignited within us and to express that and fully manifest that here. To expose the brilliance within and create magnificently what's there and waiting to be created.
Great. Thank you, Andriana. That's beautiful. And I want to add one more practical tip, if I may, because I think it's really good if we have really practical ways of working with this now. And I want to call it listening genius, because not only can you speak what wants to be spoken, but you can listen it creatively out of others. And how you do that is you be with the person who's speaking like they are the most phenomenal being that's ever walked the face of this cosmos. And you co-create their speaking with them. It's not just you're receiving the words they're saying or the energy they're sending. You are calling what wants to be spoken to come up through them. And I'd love us to do that as a group with someone. So can I ask for a volunteer to speak so we can show you what it's like? Anybody want to do that?
This is Morgene. I'll do it.
My name is Matilda from Iceland.
Okay, great. Morgene, do you mind if we let Matilda do it? This is her first call. It'll be wonderful.
Oh, that's fine.
Brilliant. Okay, Matilda, that's wonderful. So, Matilda, I'd like you to speak just for maybe 2 minutes about something you're really passionate about. And you just speak about that passion. We're going to listen genius out of you. And you just let the words come from you, okay? Okay, so here we go, everybody. This is the most fabulous being in the face of the cosmos is about to speak amazing things, and you're co-creating it from her. So go ahead, Matilda.
I'm already crying, okay, so I will probably be crying more.
That's great.
Good, sure.
But my passion is transformation, so I'm brought here to awaken souls. And I've done it now. I run a company called Evolvia for evolution. It's the Earth. It's just in evolution. And I should probably not talk about that. I should talk about what my passion is. It is to connect souls, to feel the connection between souls. That's the most beautiful that I know, to allow for the longing and willingness of souls to dance and to, you know, join together, something like that.
Wow, how does that feel for you, Matilda?
Well, I've felt alone because here I'm the leader of doing things like that. But to connect to you, it feels amazing to have like a whole family of angels, which are more experienced than me. It's just fantastic.
Beautiful. I don't know that we're more experienced, but I certainly think we're your family.
How wonderful to connect to your tribe. You know, as people are speaking, there's this lovely visual of a crystal that is being formed, not from the core of the earth, but a crystal that's just being formed from out of the ethers. And you know, when a sunlight hits a crystal and you see all of the beautiful, unique dimensions of that crystal coming together to form, and the light shining through is a rainbow. And that's what I'm getting from this call. That's the kind of the crystallizing of genius, of energy, of love, and of beauty, and that rainbow that just shines around the world. So thank you all for participating.
Yes, and I would like to also say to Matilda and to every one of you, for everything you have already done for this earth, thank you. It's incredible who you are and what you have created on this world. And it is a privilege to be with you, to work with you in this way, and to see how many amazing people there are all over the world. Like, it's just, wow. You know, as Catherine said, you just keep being moved to tears on every call, and this one is no exception for me. I am just awed, because I think for me, one of my biggest passions has been that our being shows up in real life now. And I have to say that every one of you, that is true of, and it's an honor to walk on the earth with you.
And for fearlessly sharing your genius. So taking those small action steps that we talked about, anything that feels good. Earlier someone said, you know, just giving yourself permission to feel excited about it. When we, in Wales, when Solara, you know, brought pieces of fabric and everybody in the room was expanding and adding the Lake of Laughter and this kind of thing, and we got back, and I use this game with corporate groups. You know, I called Solara and I just said, you know what, I just bought the URL. And Solara, who is always willing to play, you know, here it is, it's up on the website, take it, use it. We would love to, this is Judy speaking, Solara and I would absolutely, all of us would love to hear as people engage with the game and in the energy of the game, because that's the other thing you've done today with us, is you have completely amplified that website and that game to the point that when people click on it, they're going to get it.
Yes, absolutely. And feel free to use it to run other people through it if you'd like. We're not attached to it in any way, shape, or form.
No.
It's there to be played with and enjoyed. So do feel free. And thank you so much for joining us on this call and for doing that massive, big piece of work that just happened. I think it's awesome. We have two more calls tomorrow. They're both similar topics, transforming our world. They're wrap-up calls for the week. One's on one side of the time zones and the other's on the other side. So
hopefully we can figure them out.
Yes.
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? So what time is it in the U.S. on Pacific time?
In California, where I am, it's 10 o'clock now.
Okay, great.
So, okay, but I meant tomorrow, great. The call tomorrow.
Tomorrow is 10 a.m. UK and 5 p.m. UK, so that would be 5 a.m. Eastern and noon Eastern tomorrow. There are
two
calls.
Thank you. I can
happening.
Do that.
So,
okay.
Brilliant. So go forth and share your genius with the world. Let it flow through you. Have a ball with it, and please share it with all of us in any way, shape, or form that you can. And thank you very much for being with us.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. Hawaii.
Bye-bye.